This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Microsoft is working on a new hiring program. The company is going to start recruiting more people with autism. On the face of it, the right thing to do. On the business side of it, though, a smart thing to do. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains why.
27-year-old Aaron Michael Cohen says he was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome when he was a child. He says it's given him very specific skills.
Well, I'm good at math, and I'm also good at noticing patterns.
Cohen has put those skills to work. He's a data analyst in the IT department at Freddie Mac. He looks for irregular patterns that signal a problem with company computers. These are the types of skills that make Cohen very popular in the tech world. So it's no wonder Microsoft is reaching out to the autistic community.
This is a smart move on Microsoft's part.
Ramon Lamas is a tech analyst at IDC. He says Microsoft is getting a twofer. It gets some nice PR and essential workers. People with autism fall across a wide spectrum. Some have unique skills, like Cohen, including attention to detail, which is essential for coding.
You know, even if a code is off by one space bar or one period, you know, that could throw the entire code and it can throw the entire program off.
Microsoft might have to make some adjustments. Workers with autism may not like the open plan office where everybody can hear everybody else. But if they're happy, they're loyal, says Samantha Crane of the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network.
They're far more likely to stay as long as they're getting the right kind of understanding and are in the right kind of culture.
Microsoft isn't giving interviews yet because the hiring program is still in the pilot stage. But in a blog, the company says the disabled workers it's already hired have a quit rate of only 1%. Microsoft plans to start the pilot program in May with about 10 candidates. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.